How would you like to set out on a quest to be on top of the world? A quest is an adventurous journey undergone by the main character or protagonist of the story. The protagonist usually meets with and overcomes a series of obstacles, returning in the end with the benefits of knowledge and experience from his or her quest. It's time to see yourself as such an adventurer. I'm Mike McDonald, and this is Divine Scheme. At 11:30 a.m. on May 29, 1953, Sir Edmund Percival Hillary of New Zealand and Tenzing Norgay, a Sherpa of Nepal, became the first explorers to reach the summit of Mount Everest, which at 29,035 feet above sea level is the highest point on Earth. Theirs was a successful completion of what so many had previously attempted and failed. Since their summit in 1953, only about 5,000 other people have summited, many, many more have failed, and sadly, some yearly die on the mountain. Mountain climbing is a quest, a seeking of something far beyond the norm, seeking and reaching ever higher while pushing one's body, mind, and soul to the limit. Beyond the physical training, mental preparation is vital if you want to stay alive on mountains such as Everest. The slightest miscalculation of choosing the wrong path for the wrong day or not having the proper amount of oxygen in one's tank for the trek back down could easily spell a climber's death. A person on a quest must be a thinker. Hillary and Norgay were successful in that, and their reward was spending 15 minutes at the top of the world. A verse in the Bible tells us that there are higher things than Mount Everest for which we must seek. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." Scripture tells us that positionally, that is, in the mind of God the Father, born-again Christians are no longer bound to the eternal punishment of sin, but are now risen with Christ. When God looks at the believing Christian, he sees that person as having had all their sins forgiven and now being raised in a new life, a resurrected life, thanks to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. However, this is only the beginning for the Christian. God does not expect them to sit on their laurels and wait to meet the Lord in heaven. Oh no, God has a quest for every believer. Because we are risen with Christ in the mind of God, seek. This is a call to action. The Christian life was never meant to be an apathetic, coasting through life, waiting for the rapture. Rather, each and every day, we are commanded to actively seek. We're on a quest. We are to seek those things which are above. My friend, this is much higher than any mountain. Our quest is to be seeking out things where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. In other words, heavenly things. The word seek means to think or to consider. We are commanded by God to continuously search by inquiring, thinking, meditating, and reasoning. Our life is to be marked by active engagement in thinking. Just think how many Christians who have disengaged their minds and now just go with the flow, with whatever the pastor or the church or some favorite author of theirs says. God commands us to think for ourselves, to be explorers. Like every quest, there are obstacles, and perhaps the most obvious is to answer the perplexing question of how to seek heavenly things. Where are they? Let me answer that by asking you, where is the only place on earth that you can find information that originated in heaven? Of course, I'm speaking of the Bible. This again may seem obvious, but so many people get their guidance from news outlets or social media. We are not to seek those things from earthly sources because they are not where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Rather, we are to think, meditate, and investigate upon God's word in print as it is sourced in heaven, where God's word in flesh sits at the right hand of God the Father. Let me ask you this. Are you a seeker, a thinker, an explorer after God, God's word, and God's will? Or have you already decided to check your brain at the doorway of the church? If you are a seeker, where are you seeking the things you are thinking about? Are they heavenly things where Christ sits, or are they the crumbling mountain rocks that are bound by this earth? Remember, Sir Edmund Hillary only got 15 minutes on top of the mountain. The quest for God's things through God's holy book will result in an eternity on God's holy mountain. Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross and buried and rose from the dead so that we who believe may experience the same resurrection with him. But Christ not only rose from the dead, he also ascended back up into heaven. This is now our quest, and it is amazing. Stay tuned for more. This episode of Divine Scheme was written and produced by me, Mike McDonald, with research by Paul McDonald. Divine Scheme is much more than just a podcast, though. It is part of a larger collective known as the Divine Scheme Universe. This universe consists of a blog and a series of books, both fictional and non-fictional. Divine Scheme specializes in tracing the awesome plan for your life from beginning to end, as proclaimed in God's Word and as witnessed in history and in science. The entire Divine Scheme universe can be accessed all in one location at divinescheme.com. You can also follow this show on Facebook. Just search for divine.scheme.universe and then click the follow button. And when you do, say hi. I like it when people say hi. And as always, thanks for listening.